All right. We're heading back home from the Mall of America. This is Sakari.
This is Rita.
And
Lauren.
All right. And we just saw the Zephyr in person. Oh my God.
With our own eyes.
Oh my God. What do you think?
He's cute.
He actually looks like he does in the films.
Definitely.
And the Rolling Stone.
He has a really awesome face.
It's weird.
And torso and arms.
It's like real life. Real life photoshopping.
How about his legs, Rita? I couldn't see those. But, you know.
Okay, it was insane. There were like freaking hundreds of girls.
Thousands. It was packed.
Thousands.
All four floors had tons of people staring down.
Oh my God, me and Netter had to lift up Lauren.
Which was not easy.
No, all over the place. But she got some tiny pictures of his head, and it was really funny.
I got one of his, all of his body except for his legs.
Oh, damn.
Way to go, Lauren.
Okay, and then we actually saw most of them. We were like, okay, screw this. We're done. Because we don't care about Charlie St. Cloud.
No.
But so we're like.
Well, I do want to see it.
Yeah, but you can see that somewhere less crazy.
Yes,
yeah.
You can.
Yeah. So, on our way out, we were walking out the door, and we actually got a lot closer, and it was crazy.
Yeah.
We could see him. It was insane.
Awesome. Yeah, because from the very back where we were, it was like, I can tell there's someone really handsome up there. I'm pretty sure it's Zac Efron, because that's who they said it would be.
Yep.
But then as you were passing by, you could tell it was him.
I saw his face clear.
Yeah, we didn't get me and Rita and people that were not being lifted up didn't get a clear shot of him until we were leaving, which went really slowly because people were like, what the hell's going on at the mall? So that was pretty exciting. Okay, they played the trailer for Charlie St. Cloud before he came out.
Screaming.
And people kept on cheering during it, which was kind of awkward because they had scenes with him and his dead brother.
Yeah, exactly. Like the words "a tragic accident" come up on the screen, and people go, "Yeah!" And then you see him at his brother's funeral, but they're all like, "He looks so good in that suit."
And like him kissing the love interest in the trailer got more of a freaking deafening cry than him taking his shirt off, which I was surprised.
I guess the shirtlessness was brief. Like, people didn't really have time to react.
Yeah, they were like, oh my God.
He's done. Because he wasn't jumping into the ocean to save someone.
I don't know. I'm sure he's doing something noble. He wasn't just walking around shirtless.
No.
Too bad.
Charlie St. Cloud's too somber for that.
I know. He's trying to live life.
It's for living.
That's what it's for. But we thought it would be funny if, like, there was, like, the giant shark. What is it? That shark costume guy?
Oh, Sharky from the Underwater Adventures.
And what we were hoping is that Zac Efron would be in the Sharky suit, and he would, like, waddle up on stage and pop it off, and people were like, holy shit!
I would have died. That would have been so great.
He would have been the coolest person in the world if he had done that, but he missed out.
Yeah, because the Sharky guy was, or, you know, young woman, for all I know, whoever was playing Sharky, was walking through the crowd, and it was like...
Nobody cared.
No more a different crowd could have existed. Everyone was like, get out of my way. I want to see the Zephyr.
But Lauren, are you satisfied with this trip?
Yep.
What did you want? Did you want to see him?
Yeah.
Why did you want to see him?
Because he's cute.
He's cute?
Yeah.
That's a good reason.
Yep.
All right, and we are all... friggin' exhausted.
I know, that was exhausting.
And it was so...
There was a lot of build-up for one very intense, like...
I think it was kind of worth it, though. That was really cool.
That was fun, yeah.
Like, we were all falling asleep except for Lauren. We're like, oh, goddamn, Zac Efron. We were gonna leave if you're not here within 5 minutes. Because he was like...
I know, we were threatening to abandoning ship.
I'm sure he cares.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
I'll only have 100,000 fans screaming for me now.
People had, you know, crazy signs, but they left the signs down when he came out, so that was nice of them.
Yes. Cooler heads prevailed.
Yep. So that was the intense Zephination.
My favorite sign, though, was the one, it was like a small sign that, like, only other people on the ground could read, but it had, it said, Zach, look how you've grown, and it had a picture of a tree and a list of all the movies he'd been in.
Like, pictures of his head.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.